Mildew has been found in poppy crops in Tasmania for over a decade. But this season, the fungal disease and the threat of it wiping out large swathes of crops has the industry very worried. Poppy Growers Tasmania President Glyn Williams.
To me, it's a very proud moment when Tasmanians can put aside their commercial differences and all other things to work so decisively together to tackle a problem that faces farmers at this time. There were some reports last year of mildew that was a bit harder to kill with the typical spray regimes, and they vary from farm to farm and company to company. And this year, it is apparent in the last 4 to 6 weeks that this disease is perhaps behaving differently from how it has in the past. And so hence, this rapid response team has been coordinated.
How is the mildew behaving differently?
Well, it seems to be popping up in places where it might not be expected to be because of fungicide treatments. And the upshot of that is that now farmers are paying very close attention to their fungicide program. There is no taking it for granted. And so on a 6 to 7 to 8 day program, farmers will be out there applying chemicals, perhaps whereas in the past they would have monitored and assessed and made decisions. Now the full protection program is in swing.
Poppy companies, TPI Enterprises, Tasmanian Alkaloids and GlaxoSmithKline, the Department of Primary Industries and the Tasmanian Institute of Agriculture are all working together on a rapid response plan. Meanwhile, ABC Rural has spoken to growers across Tasmania who are facing write-downs for at least a third of their crops. Growers are saying that some crop varieties could be a write-off, and commonly used fungicides have proved ineffective in treating and preventing the mildew. But Poppy Growers Tasmania's Glyn Williams says it's too early to draw definitive conclusions about this particular mildew problem.
There is a massive amount of research underway by the companies and collectively, and that's where yesterday it was very pleasing to see such coordination between the companies and the Institute of Agriculture and the department to get an action plan underway. So we do have very much a rapid response team underway. We met again on the 14th of November, at which time there will be a very worked up plan to carry out intensive research over the next 2 years. But right now, there are thousands of dollars being spent on a daily basis with people being pulled from other duties to basically test and assess a whole range of treatments and programs to tackle it.
How widespread is this problem and what areas are affected?
Well, it is not in every crop by any means. There have been a handful of crops where there has been total loss of paddocks. The biggest impact on farmers will be the additional cost of buying in chemicals to put on crops.
Is this a biosecurity risk? Is Biosecurity Tasmania involved?
No, it's not a biosecurity risk. Mildew has been here for 15 years. Mildew is present in all poppy crops in the world. Its general mode of transfer, if you like, is with a very tiny spore. It is windborne and can travel vast distances floating in the air.
Is there concern that this could then spread into commercial crops that are being grown in Victoria?
Well, I have no knowledge about what's occurring in Victoria, but if it can travel hundreds of kilometres, then you can't assume that any place is safe.
Your organisation has long held the view that Tasmania should hold a monopoly on growing poppies, but does this vindicate the argument that growing elsewhere is in the mainland helps companies spread their risk?
Well, the fact is that mildew travels very long distances, and nowhere on the planet is mildew free from poppies, as far as I know it. And so you can run, but you can't hide. So to that extent, mainland growing has nothing to do with it.
Where to from here, Glyn, in this rapid response?
There is a massive amount of research underway now by the companies. There is agreement now for open sharing of that kind of data. We have undertaken to exchange information, and they have undertaken to exchange information collectively with the academics in the department. This is a renewed focus on fighting a problem which has been with us for a long time, but in a really coordinated way, and that's something that is really encouraging, and farmers should take a confidence in that there is action being done. This is not about theoretical research. This is about getting real results.